Hey everyone, Madison Lynn here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. If you're anything like me, your to-do list could probably rival a supervillain's evil plan. Between work deadlines, family commitments, and just trying to remember where you put your keys, stress can feel like a constant companion. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate all of that chaos and actually find some inner peace? That's what we're diving into today, practical Stoic techniques for managing stress and finding a little calm in the storm. Because let's be real, life is constantly throwing curveballs, right? But how we respond to those curveballs is entirely up to us. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your whole perspective on stress. First things first, accept what you can control. This one sounds obvious, but it's so often easier said than done. We get caught up in worrying about things outside our influence, the traffic, the weather, that email you haven't sent yet. But Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Think of it like this. You can't control whether your flight gets delayed, but you can control how you react. You can choose to get frustrated and make a scene, or you can use that extra time to catch up on a book or listen to a podcast. See the difference? Next up, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming some Zen master who meditates for hours on end though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. It's simply about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your surroundings, notice your breath, and savor those little things, a warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Like there is a constant mental chatterbox going on in your head? Mindfulness can help you quiet that noise and find some much-needed peace. Reframe negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner critics whispering doubts and negativity. But what if we could reframe those thoughts into something more positive and empowering? Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, this is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Stoicism encourages us to challenge our negative assumptions and look for the silver lining in every situation. It's like putting on a pair of mental rose-colored glasses. You might be surprised at how much brighter things seem. And speaking of challenges, remember that adversity is an opportunity for growth. When faced with difficult situations, instead of letting them derail us, we can use them as a chance to learn and become stronger. Think about it. Have you ever emerged from a tough experience feeling more resilient, more resourceful, or even more grateful? Finally, focus on what truly matters. With so many distractions vying for our attention, it's easy to lose sight of what's truly important in life. Stoicism reminds us to prioritize our values, cultivate meaningful relationships, and find joy in the simple things. It's about living a life that is aligned with our purpose and brings us genuine fulfillment. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel the urge to scream into the steering wheel. We've all been there. But here's where those Stoic tools come in handy. First, accept that you can't control the traffic. It is what it is. Second, practice mindfulness by focusing on your breath and noticing the sights and sounds around you. Maybe you see a beautiful sunset or hear birds chirping. Then reframe your thoughts. Instead of getting stressed, view this as an opportunity to listen to a podcast or catch up on some emails. And remember, it's just one meeting, it won't derail your entire day. By focusing on what you can control and reframing your perspective, you can turn a frustrating situation into a moment of calm. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic tools for managing stress and finding inner peace. Remember, it's not about becoming a superhuman who never feels stressed again, because let's be real, that's unrealistic. It's about developing the resilience and mindset to navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. Ready to put these techniques into practice? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any questions you have on social media using #DailyStoicism. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.